Sun and 76 in Rhinelander at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. Sheriff deputies reported the discovery of four different burglaries and thefts in northern Lincoln County in the last week, but they don't know if they're connected. The four crimes happened at private homes and even a golf course. A southern Wisconsin man told police his seasonal home near Tomahawk had been burglarized with several guns, a computer, and a TV taken. Overnight last Wednesday, a different man reported his pull-behind camper was stolen from his property east of Irma. Then on Thursday night, six golf carts were stolen from Inshallah Golf Course in Tomahawk. The carts were parked in front of the pro shop. Lastly, another seasonal home just west of Irma was burglarized. An air conditioning unit, TV, and chainsaw were taken. Lincoln County Sheriff's Lieutenant Tim Fisher said his office wasn't sure yet whether any of the crimes are related to each other. If you have any information, call the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers at 715-536-3726. A Stevens Point man has died from a traffic crash in a Minocqua parking lot. Police Chief David Yeager reports the one vehicle crash happened last night in the parking lot of the Minocqua Prime restaurant. 47-year-old Corey Lee Johnson of Stevens Point died in the crash. He was believed to be the passenger in the vehicle. The driver, 36-year-old Christopher A. Gore, also of Stevens Point, sustained injuries in the crash and was initially taken to Howard Young Medical Center, then flown out by Spirit Air to another facility. If you leave your pet in your car in Rhinelander during a warm summer day, you could be cited by city police under a new ordinance. Rhinelander police recently cited one person who left their dog inside a locked car with little ventilation for more than 40 minutes. Ken Kral has more.
Sergeant Kurt Hilke says each summer they frequently get calls about pets locked in vehicles. He says in the past he's taken pets from cars to the animal shelter. Hilke checked to see what other communities do concerning pets and vehicles, and a proposal he promoted passed the city council last month.
What kind of measuring stick that we can use to take action on this, then we would have the discretion to issue a municipal citation for somebody if we deem fit. And that would just give us another tool in our toolbox to help enforce this and, you know, help deter it from happening and to hold accountable people that are careless enough to leave dogs in cars.
Hilke cited one dog owner after they had complaints that a puppy was in a hot car for more than 40 minutes. A fine totaling more than $300 is likely.
It's kind of a common sense thing that you should probably realize and not leave, you know, children, pets, anything in a car, because of all the stuff that's been out there regarding how hot it gets in a car on a hot day. It's unreasonable to leave a living creature in those conditions for any amount of time.
If the outside temperature is 80 degrees, a car will heat up to 118 degrees within 40 minutes. On average, 38 children and hundreds of pets die each year from being left in hot cars. Ken Kral, WXPR News.
Two women from Marathon County are safe after being reported missing Saturday while canoeing on the Tomahawk River. Minocqua Police Chief Dave Yeager reports 25-year-old Caitlin Hughes and 19-year-old Charlotte Hughes left from a home at approximately 3:30 p.m., heading south on the Tomahawk River toward the Willow Flowage. By 9 p.m., the two women had not returned as expected. The canoeists were found at approximately 1 a.m. in a cabin on Cedar Falls Fire Lane along the Tomahawk River. After being checked out by medical personnel, both were okay. Eight agencies along with Minocqua police were involved in the search, and Yeager thanked all the extra help they received. Thieves apparently don't care there's a pandemic going on, as the state is reporting high levels of an attempted identity theft concerning COVID relief. Laura Sutherland is administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. She says a recent scam revolves around contact tracing. Health departments are calling COVID positive people to see who they've been in contact with. Sutherland says a legitimate call will ask health questions, but nothing about your money.
They're never going to ask you for method of payment. Or anything like that. So if someone calls you and says they're a tracer and they start talking about money, you should hang up and report that to the department.
Sutherland says student loan scams continue. Under the CARES Act, certain student loans are put into deferment. No interest is being charged, but students don't have to do anything regarding loans at this time.
So anybody that calls you up and says you need to fill out a form or pay a fee or give certain information to confirm to get your loan into that program is a scammer. There's nothing you have to do.
Sutherland says some loans don't apply to the deferment, so she encourages people to call their loan servicers to find out which loans are part of the program. In your forecast for this afternoon, We're looking for a high near 80 degrees with mostly sunny skies. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Low of 62 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow with a high of 73 degrees. Then Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 79. Right now it's 76 degrees in Rhinelander, and we've got undercurrents coming up next. You're listening to WXPR News.